Chapter 4 Of the life of Benjamin Button between his 12th and 21st year, I intend to say little. Suffice to record that they were years of normal ungrowth. When Benjamin was 18, he was erect as a man of 50. He had more hair, and it was of a dark gray. His step was firm, his voice had lost its cracked quaver, and descended to a healthy baritone. So his father sent him up to Connecticut to take examinations for entrance to Yale College. Benjamin passed his examinations and became a member of the freshman class. On the third day following his matriculation, he received a notification from Mr. Hart, the college registrar, to call at his office and arrange his schedule. Benjamin, glancing in the mirror, decided that his hair needed a new application of its brown dye, but an anxious inspection of his bureau drawer disclosed that the dye bottle was not there. Then he remembered. He had emptied it the day before and thrown it away. He was in a dilemma. He was due at the registrar's in 5 minutes. There seemed to be no help for it. He must go as he was. He did.
"Good morning," said the registrar politely. "You've come to inquire about your son."
"Why, as a matter of fact, my name's Button," began Benjamin, but Mr. Hart cut him off.
"Very glad to meet you, Mr. Button. I'm expecting your son here any minute."
"That's me," burst out Benjamin. "I'm a freshman."
"What?"
"I'm a freshman."
"Surely you're joking."
"Not at all."
The registrar frowned and glanced at a card before him. "Why, I have Mr. Benjamin Button's age down at his 18.
"That's my age," asserted Benjamin, flushing slightly.
The registrar eyed him wearily. "Now, surely, Mr. Button, you don't expect me to believe that."
Benjamin smiled wearily. "I'm 18, he repeated.
The register pointed sternly at the door.
"Get out," he said. "Get out of college and get out of town. You are a dangerous lunatic."
"I'm 18.
Mr. Hart opened the door.
"The idea," he shouted. "A man of your age trying to enter here as a freshman. 18 years old, are you? Well, I'll give you 18 minutes to get out of town."
Benjamin Button walked with dignity from the room, and half a dozen undergraduates who were waiting in the hall followed him curiously with their eyes. When he had gone a little way, he turned around, faced the infuriated registrar, who was still standing in the door, and repeated in a firm voice, "I am 18 years old.
To a chorus of titters which went up from the group of undergraduates, Benjamin walked away.
But he was not fated to escape so easily. On his melancholy walk to the railroad station, he found that he was being followed by a group, then by a swarm, and finally by a dense mass of undergraduates. The word had gone around that a lunatic had passed the entrance examinations for Yale and attempted to palm himself off as a youth of 18. A fever of excitement permeated the college. Men ran hatless out of classes. The football team abandoned its practice and joined the mob. Professors' wives, with bonnets awry and bustles out of position, ran shouting after the procession, from which proceeded a continual succession of remarks aimed at the tender sensibilities of Benjamin Button.
"He must be a wandering Jew.
He ought to go to prep school at his age.
Look at the infant prodigy.
He thought this was the old man's home.
Go up to Harvard."
Benjamin increased his gait, and soon he was running. He would show them. He would go to Harvard, and then they would regret these ill-considerate taunts.
Safely on the train for Baltimore,
he put his head from the window.
"You'll regret this," he shouted.
"Ha-ha!" The undergraduates laughed. "Ha-ha-ha!" It was the biggest mistake that Yale College had ever made.